The Kwanwatsi Big House at the Wee Wai Kum First Nation in Campbell River was the ideal place to formally sign a historic agreement between North Island First Nations and Western Forest Products. "This house was built with wood from our territory," said Wee Wai Kum Chief Chris Roberts, gesturing up at the massive beams holding up the roof. "They were held up by twin cedar pillars on each end carved into totems at least 5 feet in diameter. We are very fortunate to have had that, to have this house in our community with wood that is ours from our territory. We went and picked our wood from our land and our territory. It was brought here and milled. That's how this house was built." Roberts was the first to speak during the ceremony, which included Dallas Smith as MC, BC Premier David Eby, Minister of Forests Bruce Ralston, and Western Forest Products CEO Stephen Hofer. "The agreement allows the nations in the Namwakola's Council, Tlawitsis, Wee Wai Kai, Wee Wai Kum, and Ko Mox, to acquire a 34% interest from WFP in a newly formed limited partnership for $35.9 million. The partnership will consist of portions of WFP's Mid-Island operation, including 157,000 hectares in the territories of the nations near Campbell River and Sayward. It will also manage an allowable annual cut of 904,540 cubic meters of timber. Too many times we focus on the challenges that face us both as indigenous communities, as sectors working within our territories, as governments trying to manage and coordinate the efforts," said Dallas Smith, president of Namwakola's Council. "As we start to take on the magnanimous task of the paradigm shift that's needed towards sustainability, days like today need to be celebrated and acknowledged. The agreement means we've actually established a new path forward for years," Smith said during an interview after the ceremony. "The years of work that we've put into this is small compared to the dividends and opportunities that it's going to bring to our future generations." The agreement was made with things like old growth deferrals, climate change, and biodiversity in mind. "We're going to continue to adjust accordingly to make sure that there's a balance between the economy, the ecology, and the human well-being of our community," Smith said. "It's really a new approach to how the land base is going to be managed," said Hofer. "It's not Western saying to the nations that this is how it's going to be managed. It's a collaborative process through an integrated resource management plan that looks at this land base for the next 150 to 200 years. That has never been done before in this province." Ralston said that while the process has been challenging to make sure all the stakeholder needs are met, but it is possible, it's a cause for optimism, it's a cause for celebration, and is a model for other parts of the province, other groups, and other parts of the industry. The event concluded with an exchange of gifts following Kwakwaka'wakw protocol, and the unveiling of the name of the new partnership, LKWASALMUQW Forestry. Related: EB talks wildfires, forestry, and how Indigenous deal can be a BC template. First Nation Finfish Alliance releases review of pro-salmon farming science. Recipients of gifts, including Premier David Eby, took part in a traditional dance as the ceremony concluded. Photo by Mark Kitteringham, Campbell River Mirror. Premier David Eby spoke on behalf of the province during the event. Photo by Mark Kitteringham, Campbell River Mirror. Signatories from the four member nations and Western Forest Products signed the agreement. Photo by Mark Kitteringham, Campbell River Mirror.